Montana is part of a national trend of increasing challenges to abortion access. An injunction was placed on three abortion restriction bills passed in the 2021 session. Now, Attorney General Austin Knutson wants the state Supreme Court to lift the injunction. The barrier to the bills being enforced is a 1999 case, Armstrong versus State, in which abortion access was linked to Montana's privacy protections. Knutson calls the decision judicial activism. Caitlin Borgman, head of the ACLU of Montana, describes the Armstrong decision as Montana's Roe versus Wade.
Without overturning Armstrong, they know that the measures like the ones that passed in 2021 are unconstitutional. I think that's pretty obvious, and that's why the Attorney General is asking the Montana Supreme Court to overturn Armstrong.
The ACLU of Montana, along with the National Women's Law Center and the Center for Reproductive Rights, have filed a friend of the court brief, asking the court to keep the Armstrong decision in place. The bills lawmakers passed in 2021 restrict abortion after 20 weeks, require ultrasounds for patients seeking abortions, and create barriers to obtaining abortion medication in person and by mail. Borgman says a contingent of Montana politicians has made it their mission to stop abortions, but past polls have shown the majority of Montanans believe the medical procedure should be legal in all or most cases.
I don't think that necessarily represents the will of Montanans as a whole, and Montana is just different in that we have this specific protection in the Montana Constitution.
Borgman says overturning the privacy protections in the Armstrong decision would affect more than just abortion access. She contends it would harm the state's most vulnerable populations, especially members of the LGBTQ community.
These laws are a clear and deliberate attempt by politicians to undermine and denigrate the Montana Constitution, and not just the right to abortion, but the right to privacy more generally.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.